Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you, wherever you may be, whatever town, city, and nation you're in. This is the day that the Lord has established and mandated for you, you, and you. Our intercessors, our prayer warriors, and the gifts of the kingdom of God are set in motion. The word of God talks about seeking ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us or you. He said, take no thoughts for your tomorrow, for your tomorrow will take thoughts of the things of themselves. We are at a crossroad in the world where one case in one big city of Minnesota will determine the crossroad of the judicial system of America. And many people are on the edge of their seat. Race relationships are on the edge of their seat. Family relationship is on the edge of their seat. Political climate, they're on the edge of their seat. And many people are at a place of expectation, not knowing which direction to go in. So therefore, the call of the prophetic and those that operate in the apostolic anointing, that's the book of Acts, the actual church location was established for the world. We are at a pivotal time where the believers must stand strong, tall, fervent, and open to the move of God like never before. In this time that we're in, whatever you're asking the Lord to do, whatever position you're in for the moving of the waters that are troubled, stand strong, remain steadfast, and unremovable. Unremovable doesn't mean that you're not going to move. It means standing strong on your conviction, unmoved by what the world systems are doing, the people in the world plan, but stay consistent in your walk with God and in the things of God. As the world, they're dealing, or the world system, there's so much confusion that have taken place. So therefore, those who are in the spiritual place and the spiritual position must continue to stay strong in God and don't lose sight of what God is saying and doing for you. As you begin to open up the spirit realm in your thoughts, God is changing how we think, respond, and do things. As believers, it is important to be strong in God and strong in the power of his might. God is up to something for us. Other people won't see it. They can't pick it up in the natural, and they are being confused in the spiritual. So therefore, you as the believer who are first privileged in a time where they're calling on first responders, we are the one that's going to be the changing gap of America. Buckle your seatbelt up. The judicial, the executive, and the legislature branches of the world are battling within themselves. And the reason being is the laws and the regulations and the rules that they put in place years ago are in contradiction of themselves. So therefore, anything that will change the substratum of how America has been designed is in revolt. So no one wants to change the norm. But because of COVID-19, coronavirus, the disease that have been created by a disease and a pandemic, many people have to change their posture. And they don't want to change their posture because they're required to stretch or position themselves to let other people have an opportunity. And when greed dominates a country that's ruled by the rich and disenfranchised the poor, God will always raise up people who will break through any pandemic, plandemic, epidemic in the land, in virus, and release the power of breakthrough. We're in that time. So you have to know as believers, God has sanctioned the place, prepared things for you. So get ready. We're going into a powerful time of prayer, and God is responding to us in this time. So he's not only hearing us, he's responding, because there is an acceleration that's going on in the land, and you don't want to miss it. God bless you. We're going into a time of prayer.
The scripture reading will be coming from Psalms chapter 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word, and the word of the Lord is blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Can you all hear me?
Praise God. Yes, we can. Go ahead, woman of God.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for coming for our words this afternoon, Father. Hallelujah, bless your name, bless your word that you be praised. Good afternoon, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We give all praises and glory to you, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. I thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. Glory be. All glory be to God in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity, Father, to lift you up. Hallelujah. Lift up your mighty name in Jesus' mighty name. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are so worthy, Father. Hallelujah. So worthy to be praised. Bless your name. You are Jehovah Nisi, Father. Hallelujah. The Lord, our banner. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 clear the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, clear the atmosphere. Oh, my God. I have to say that again. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
yes.
Clear the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Clear the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Our boots is on the ground, Father. Bless your name, Jesus, clear the atmosphere. Hallelujah. For Jeremiah 51 and 20 says you are a battle axe, Father God, and our weapons of war. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for clearing the atmosphere. We're here, Father. So much happened throughout the day, but you allowed us to be here in this moment. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, that you're by every side of every saint, that you at the altar making intercession for us, Father God. Glory be to God. I just thank you. I worship you. I magnify you. Hallelujah. Father, hallelujah. You said for us to ask, seek, and knock, and it will be given to us. But God, almighty Father, before we ask you right now, Father God, before we ask you for anything else today, Father, in the name of Jesus, because you've been so good to us already. My God, hallelujah. We ask you to forgive us of our sins. Hallelujah. Let that stir in your belly. Forgive us of our sins today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Forgive us of our sins of omission. Yes, hallelujah. Whatever we messed up on, Father God, hallelujah, cause the enemy not to be the accuser of the brethren, hallelujah. So we ask you to bring us to our minds of what we've done so we can be released out of that court, Father God. We can be released from the accuser of the brethren. Hallelujah, for the enemy has no place in us. Glory be to God. And Father, we should forgive us of sins of commission. Ah, my God, we had no business in the mess, Father God. We had no business in Lodabar. Glory be. We had no business in the wilderness, Father God. Come out. Bring us out of that place, Father. Bring us out of those low places where the enemy just continues to say things. Bring us out of that place. In the name of Jesus, shake us, Father God. Shape us, Father God. Shake and shape us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you would have us to be. Ah, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I ask you to call. I call. Hallelujah. We call as a unit, Father God. We call in the backsliders, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those who have just said yes to you and fell away, Father. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for your word speaks out of Proverbs 26:11. Glory be to God. As a dog returneth to his own vomit, Father God, so a fool returneth to his folly. Ah, we don't want to be those dogs, glory be to God. We don't want to be eating nothing back there because there's nothing back there in the name of Jesus. It's all yes and amen now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Wash us, purge us, purify us, Father God, daily, all the day long. We need you, Father God. We need you more in this very hour than we did the last hour, glory be to God. We need you. There's nothing back there. Glory be to God. Heal the hurts, Father God. Heal the pain, Father God. Heal the guilt. Glory. The lies of the enemy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Telling the saints they're not worthy, but you count us worthy. Hallelujah. You count us worthy. Hallelujah. Get behind thee, Satan, and return back to the pits of hell from which you come. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Fall back into the pit from which you dug for us. Hallelujah. Every noose that you tried to tie around our neck, hang yourself, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus won, so we win. Glory be to God. This is a fixed fight, saints. In the name of Jesus, we can do this. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah. Hallelujah. Jehovah, the unchangeable, intimate God, my Lord. Hallelujah. We can count on you in every situation, Father. Bless your name in the name of Jesus. You are Jehovah Adonai. My Lord, our Master, oh my God, our Lord and our Master, hallelujah, there's nothing too hard for our Father. Yes, glory be to God, you are Jehovah El Shaddai. Bless your name, Jesus, the all-sufficient one. The same God today is on yesterday, hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, my God, you are our provider. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, there's no need you can't meet, hallelujah. You are our healer, Father God. You heard every cry before we even got on the line, Father. You have prepared a place for us to dine, glory be to God, and eat at your table, glory be to God. And we just thank you for that today, Father. I thank you, Father God, for how you're touching the sick and the shut in today, Father God. I ask a special prayer for those who are in ICU, being one, my sister, glory be to God. We call out Barbara's name, hallelujah. Get up, hallelujah. Roll over in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Get into that water of healing, glory be to God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. You win, hallelujah. Every person, hallelujah, that we know and love that's in ICU now, Lord, I ask you to touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, Father God. We have a word in our belly. We have a word, hallelujah. We believe in the prophet, therefore so we prosper. So we know without a shadow of a doubt, this too shall pass. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, glory, hallelujah. Our heads is up, hallelujah. Our hands is up. We're crying out to you. Thank you, Jesus. We're not going to keep crying out and praying for the same thing, but we're going to be crying out, thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Manifest, hallelujah. We're in a manifesting season, glory be to God. So we just thank and praise you how you're touching the sick and the shut in from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. We thank and praise you for how you're touching every saint on this line, hallelujah. But truly, you made a way for them to get here. Hallelujah. We thank you that we're able to see, smell, taste, touch, feel, realize, and even understand, Father God, because you direct our steps, hallelujah. You lead us in in divine places, Father God. You cause our feet to run from trouble. Hallelujah. We stand on the word of God. We come in the volume of the book that's written about your word, because your word is true today as on yesterday. You don't change. Hallelujah. We say we're waiting on you. No, you say you're waiting on us, Father God. So here we are, glory be to God, knocking on your door, hallelujah, knocking on the door of heaven, believing and receiving that our thought is going to be fixed. It is done. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited about what you're doing in our lives today, Father. No matter how the enemy tries to trick us up, hallelujah, we're going to stand on your word. We're going to walk in your word. We're going to believe what you say. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for our family to come up and come in. Hallelujah. We're going to keep our eyes on you, stayed on you, our hearts stayed on you. Wash us, purge us, purify us. Keep us in that place, Father God, as we go through this journey. Keep us through that place, Father God, for the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Hallelujah. Keep us in that spiritual place with you, that we hear you so clearly, Father, that we follow you so intently, Father, in the name of Jesus. In these things I pray and I believe and I receive, hallelujah, on behalf of the saints, in Jesus' mighty name. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, the excitement that I have for you, spread throughout this line. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. To God be the glory, most high. Bless you. Bless you all.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We bless you, God, on this day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. And Father God, we just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for how you woke us up on this morning, Father God, and you started us on our way, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We said little boys arise and little girls arise, and we arose, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, to see another day, oh God, that we never seen before, Father God. And we just want to give you the glory and the thanks and, oh God, hallelujah, and the honor that you deserve, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, because you woke us up, oh God, with the blood running warm in our veins, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God, and you gave us the breath in our lungs. And we just thank you, God, for yet another opportunity, Father God, to, oh God, run down our destiny track, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, and oh God, fulfill the assignments that you had, that you designed for our lives, oh God, before you even laid out the blueprints, oh God, before you even placed us in our mother's womb, oh God. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy in our lives, oh God. And Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that you would pour back into Evangelist Teasley as she has poured out, Father God, that you would strengthen her, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would meet every one of her needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, oh God. And Father God, I thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice, Father God, that you are moving by your spirit in their lives, Father God, because you know their point of need. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. And, Father God, you're sitting high, you're looking low, Father God, and nothing gets past you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, and we give you the honor. We thank you, God, that, oh, God, as we have entered in an assembly together on this line, Father God, that no one will go out the same way they came in, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you will refresh them, Father God, each and every one of us, Father God, that you would just breathe on us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you will restore, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you and I praise you. And Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we go in, Father God, we gird our waist with the belt of truth on today, Father God, and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, oh God, and we pick up our shield of faith that quenches every fiery dart of the enemy, oh God, and we put on our helmet of salvation, oh God, and we grab our sword of the Spirit, which is your word, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we pray all prayers, oh God, in supplication, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, right now, Father God, for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and Father God, we just thank you, God, for your forgiving grace, oh God, and we ask right now, Father God, that you would cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you would forgive us for every sin of omission, in commission on today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We thank you that you're saturating us and you're soaking us right now in the precious blood of Jesus, oh God, and you're removing everything, oh God, glory, hallelujah, out of the way that would come in between, oh God, hallelujah, our prayers being heard, Father God, becoming that were coming between, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Even our relationship with you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. And Father God, hallelujah, oh God, we lift up on today, Father God, those that are homeless and hungry, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for your word and hallelujah that says, hallelujah, that you would, hallelujah, maintain the cause of the afflicted, Father God, and you will execute justice for the needy, Father God. And we just thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're moving on those things that, hallelujah, the homeless, Father God, and those that are hungry are standing in need of one today, Father God. You're making ways out of no way for them, Father God. You're opening doors that no man can close, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and you're setting them up, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, with, hallelujah, new leash on life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, new opportunities, Father God, new place of residence, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for turning around for them, oh God, on today. Hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah, oh God, we thank you, God, for touching the sick, Father God, on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you for your word that said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. He was, and the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed, oh God. So we call the sick healed on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God. And we thank you, God, that your healing balm is being released, Father God. It is going and flowing over this line, Father God, and flowing to your people everywhere, all over, Father God, the world, Father God. And it's flowing, Father God, even in the hospitals, Father God, in the nursing homes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in the rehabilitation centers, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and I come into agreement with my sister, hallelujah, to pray for those in ICU, Father God, because it's flowing in the ICU unit, the trauma center, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, it's flowing, Father God, on the hospice care unit, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and we thank you, God, that you have the final say, oh God, concerning your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're the great physician, oh God, and you're the doctor that never lost a case, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, that you're laying your nail-scarred hands right now upon all of those that are sick and afflicted in the body, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, and we thank you, God, that your healing virtue is flowing right now in every sickness, oh God, every, oh God, bit of pain and agony, oh God, and stress, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, that afflicts these bodies of ours, Father God. Everything that's not of you is being cast right back down, right now to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for life and life more abundantly, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're touching the minds of your people, oh God, right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and it's a divine mind transplant taking place right now, oh God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're transforming our minds into the likeness of Christ Jesus, oh God, right now, oh God. And Father God, we bind up right now, oh God, thoughts of suicide, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, thoughts of, hallelujah, oh God, that spirit that comes over your people at times and say they want to give up and throw in the towel, oh God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, that suicide thoughts and that give up spirit is being cast into the dry place right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we just thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're pulling them out of oppression and depression, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, released, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, of hope and faith is being poured upon your people in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just want to thank you, God. We want to give you the praise, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, for your goodness in our lives, Father God. We want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your healing virtue, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that is flowing now, Father God, touching those, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, with cancer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, and drying up every cancerous cell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. It's touching those right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, with the high blood pressure, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and the blood pressure is coming under the obedience of your word right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and it's touching those with diabetes, oh God, and we thank you, God, that those blood sugars, oh God, are coming into divine order right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, in those A1C levels, oh God, glory, hallelujah, lining up with your word, oh God, and we thank you, God, that you're touching the pancreas, Father God, and you're commanding that pancreas right now to to pump his own insulin, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And diabetes is being eradicated right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we just want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for touching the hearts, Father God, of your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're thanking you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're healing, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, the hearts, Father God, the broken hearts, Father God, the hearts that are going through, hallelujah, congestive heart failure right now, Father God. Those hearts, oh God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, that are, hallelujah, that are pumping off beat, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we're thanking you, God, that the palpitations and all of those conditions of the heart are being healed right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God. And Father God, we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that you're touching the lungs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, you're filtering out that fluid in the lungs, Father God, that causes pneumonia, Father God. And we thank you, God, that pneumonia is being cast into dry places in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for touching the thyroid, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and you're divinely aligning it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, for touching, hallelujah, the throat area, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, the esophagus, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we bind it up, it reflux. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we sending it back to the dry place in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, for getting into the digestive tract, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, we thanking you, God, right now that you're healing right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, even the stomach issues, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that they're dissipating right now and being cast into the fiery sea in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you're touching the joints right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and you're touching the muscles, oh, God, and you're getting into that cellular system right now, oh, God. And we thank you, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that you're rejuvenating, Father God, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're thanking you, God, right now. Oh, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that even as the healing balm is flowing into the bowel area, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We're thanking you, God, that the irritable bowel syndrome is leaving right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory, oh, God, and we thank you for getting into the colon. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and cleansing it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and the power-ups, hallelujah, are leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Now touch the arms, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, the hands, oh, God, the feet, oh, God, the legs, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, the shoulders, Father God, that cervical spine, oh, God. Touch that, hallelujah, that lumbar spine, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and heal right now, Father God, and set free right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, touch the nervous system, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that the pinched nerves, oh, God, are leaving right now, Father God, that pain, oh, God, that radiates up and down the body, Father God, because of the nerves, Father God. We thank you that it's being eradicated right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we want to bless you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Even, hallelujah, how you're catching those, Father God, hallelujah, with the mental health disorders, Father God, that bipolar disorder is leaving right now, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God, that dissociative disorder or split personality, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is leaving right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, anxiety, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, we cast you out right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for the schizophrenia, oh, God, and the paranoia, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that is leaving right now, oh, God. And we thank you, God, that, hallelujah, that peace is coming over the minds of your people, Father God. You said in your word that you would keep those in perfect peace whose minds have stayed on you, oh, God. So we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your redirecting our attention, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, to you, Father God, redirecting our focus, Father God, on you, Father God. And we just give you the praise and we give you the glory and we give you the honor, oh, God. And, Father God, we just thank you, God, that even as the woman of God blew that shofar, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, it was for victory for your people, Father God. And we thank you that we have victory on every single hand, every single area of our lives, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. And we're binding up right now every wicked work of the enemy, Father God. Every trick, every trap, every ploy, every plan is being canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Even as he lays out traps for your people in this new day hour where your word tells us that destruction lays waste at noonday. So that destruction, oh God, that hallelujah, that he's sending out against your people all over the world, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We overturn it right now, Father God. Every trap. Oh, God, every fiery dart, we reach up and intercept it and cast it right back down to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we just thank you for your word that says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up in judgment shall be condemned, O God, and this is the heritage, O God, of your children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So we thank you, God, that we're walking in victory. We thank you, God, that we're walking in freedom, O God. We thank you, God, that chains can no longer hold us, O God. We thank you, God, that the shackles are falling off right now in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. We thank you, God, for wholeness, O God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. For hallelujah, our destiny, Father God, is great, O God. And we thank you, God, that we shall walk in our destiny, Father God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we're divinely protected by you, Father God. We thank you, God, that you are rising up right now in this hour and you're scattering the enemies, O God. Glory, hallelujah. And we bind up everything, hallelujah, every principality, every high and haughty thing that would exalt itself against your knowledge and your power. O God, we bind up that witchcraft one today, Father God, that white magic, that black magic, that hoodoo and that voodoo, those hexes and the vexes and the taboos. O God, that obia, O God, and we send it back to dry places, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every curse, O God, we send it back to the pit of hell right now, O God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Every hallelujah spell, hallelujah, is being broken right now, O God, and destroyed with the breaker's anointing, O God. And we just thank you, God. Glory to your name. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, O God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, help us, O God. Oh, God, on today, Father God, help us to be strong, Father God. Help us to be strengthened in you, Father God. Help us, Father God, to keep on believing you, Father God, no matter what comes. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Help us to keep our focus on you, Father God, and our trust in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us, hallelujah, to believe everything that you promised us, Father God, in your word and the things that you promised us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, even in our personal time and our personal prayer with you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, because we know that you are the God of truth, oh God, and Satan is the father of lies, oh God, and your words, they go out to accomplish exactly what you send them to accomplish, never returning back to your voice according to your word in Isaiah 55 and 11. Oh, God, we're going to stand flat, put it and believe you on today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, and take you at your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because we know the promises to your people is yes and amen, oh, God. And glory, hallelujah, help us, Father God, to have a hunger and a thirst after you, Father God, like never before in this hour, Father God. Help us to be obedient, Father God. Give us the do right spirit, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Let us not take down or compromise, Father God, but just keep on abounding, oh God, in your grace, Father God, and in your hope, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God. And we just want to thank you, God. We want to thank you, hallelujah, for your goodness in our lives. We want to thank you, God, hallelujah, that if we are willing and obedient, your word tells us that we shall eat the good of the land. Land, oh God, and we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that we shall indeed see your goodness in this here land of the living. And we thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that trouble don't last always, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, we thank you, God, for your word that tells us, oh God, you are a present help in the time of trouble. So, God, though many of our backs may be against the wall, oh God, and we experience all type of warfare and things, Father God, we just thank you, God, that you're right there with us, Father God, and you will bring us forth, hallelujah, with the victory, Father God. And we just thank you and we praise you and we thank you while we're yet speaking. You already answered, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that the retaliation and backlash because of these prayers, oh God, are falling to the ground right now. And we thank you, God, even for our overseer today, Father God. We thank you for his life. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in and through him. We thank you, God, for strengthening him. We thank you, God, for taking him higher and deeper in you. We thank you, God, that his food is blessed, his water is blessed. We thank you, God, that everywhere he goes is blessed, Father God. We thank you, God, that even when he travels, that you're covering him, Father God. We thank you that you're covering his parents, his children, his, oh God, his grandchildren, his siblings, Father God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for how you're covering, hallelujah, hallelujah, the ministry, Father God, and all the ministry partners. Oh, God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that you're moving by your spirit in their lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and you're meeting every one of their needs by your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, hallelujah, that even, hallelujah, the ones that would come after me in prayer, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you're pouring back, you will pour back the virtue in them and restore them, Father God, afresh in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord, and we love you, oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that all good and perfect gifts are coming down from you, the Father of light. And we say amen and amen in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again we come boldly before the throne of grace at the noonday hour, Lord God. And we just say thank you. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to be able to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you are here before we even come today, God. And we just say thank you today, Lord God, for waiting upon us, God. Lord God, you knew the day, you knew the hour that who would be praying in this time, in this century, Lord God. And we thank you right now. I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to pray for the sick, Lord God, to pray for those that are not able to pray for themselves, Lord God. Lord God, to be that beacon of light for the world, Lord God, that your light might shine before men, Lord God, that our Father in heaven may be glorified on this day, God. We thank and praise you, Lord God. Lord God, even as your disciple, when you told your disciple to pray, and they said they don't even know what to pray for, how to pray, to teach them how to pray, Lord God. But Lord God, we pray by faith, God. Lord God, we know that the Spirit of the living God, we know that your Spirit maketh intercession for us, God. It searches the deepest part of our heart. It searches our spirit, God, and make our petition known unto you today. And we just thank you, Lord God. We give you a praise of thanks on the day because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it because we have made that choice, Lord God, to rejoice and be glad in it. No matter the circumstances, Lord God, no matter the report of the doctors, Lord God, but your word said, who report will you believe, God? Lord, we believe the report of the Lord because you said by your stripes we are already healed, Lord God. No matter the pain, no matter the circumstances, no matter we can't even see our way out, God, we are already healed, God. We are already been delivered and set free, Lord God. As we stand up on your word, as we surrender our life, as we surrender our will unto you, Lord God, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. And we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you right now, God, in the Oshakiah, God, for this time of prayer, Lord God. Oh, God, as these prayers are going out, God, into the atmosphere, God, into the stratosphere, God, into the exosphere, God, into the mesosphere, and the outermost part of the earth, God. Lord God, these prayers, I mean, the Oshakiah, God, are heaven bound, Lord God. You already know our thoughts before we even think them. You already know the words and the prayer that we're going to pray for before they are even formed in our mind, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for a mind, God. You said if we keep our mind up on you, Lord God, it will be perfect, God. You will give us perfect peace, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, this is the time and the hour that we are living in today, Lord God, that the enemy of the Oshakiah, God, is going to and fro upon the earth, Lord God, seeking whom he may devour, Lord God, because we know he cannot devour everyone, Lord God. But, Lord God, he has to have permission to even touch your saints, God. He has to have permission from you, Lord God, to even come, I mean, the Oshakiah, God, to even come into our realm, Lord God. And, Lord God, we thank you that we are protected by the blood. We thank and praise you, Lord God, that your son, Jesus, did not come down from the cross, Lord God. Oh, Lord, in that he did not stay up on the cross, Lord God, but he came down on the cross, from the cross, Lord God. And we thank and praise you, Lord God, that all power is given unto him, Lord God. in heaven and in the earth and underneath the earth, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for families, Lord God. We pray for marriages, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we know that the enemy, he is the adversary, Lord God, that bring division, Lord God, within the family, Lord God. We know that it's the enemy, Lord God, the Oshakaya God, that bring division, Lord God, in the marriage, Lord God, because you said that marriage is honorable in your sight and the bed undefiled, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. But Lord God, whereas we stretch out our hands, the Yoshikaya God, Lord God, as an ambassador, as a representative of you, Lord God, we stretch out our hand by faith, God. And as these words, your word go out, Lord God, and we know that they will not return unto you void, Lord God. But Lord God, we speak restoration, Lord God, in the Oshikaya God, in marriages, God, restoration, God, in the family unit. We bring order, the Oshikaya God, in family unit, God. As David said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, God. But Lord God, each individual has to make a choice, God. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that I made a choice, God, to be Oshikaya, God, that as for me and my house, God, they will serve the Lord God. Lord God, I thank you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, for a hedge of protection around our children, around our grandchildren, around our seed, God, the Oshikaya, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank and praise you, Lord God, for leaders, Lord God, across the land, God, across the country, Lord God, that's taking a stand for righteousness, that's taking a stand for holiness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, Lord God, that they decided to count up the cost, Lord God, no matter where it takes them, God, no matter where it leads them, God, no matter if they're ostracized, no matter if they are criticized, God, but Lord God, they decided to take a stand for holiness. They decided to take a stand for righteousness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, the enemy is going to and fro the earth, God, the Oshikaya, God, making havoc, God, the Oshikaya, God, making his mark, Lord God. But the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force, God, in the midnight hour, God. Let the intercessor continue to pray across the land, God, at the noonday hour, God. Let them continue to pray, God, at the 3 a.m. and the 5 a.m., Lord God, on every watch, Lord God. Let them not come down from their post, God. Let them stay up on the wall of the Oshikaya, God. Lord God, we come up against all of the spirit of the Sanballat spirit, God, that bring dissension, God, that tries to pull down the work of the kingdom of God, that bring, Lord God, animosity in the camp, God, that bring trouble in the camp, God, to be Oshikaya, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come up against that spirit, Lord. Satan, the Lord rebuke you on today. The Lord God rebuke you today. We apply the blood of the Oshikaya, God. The Monani Oshike. We apply the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus over this line of the Oshikaya, God. Over our body of Oshikaya, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we have on the whole armor of God while we are warring, God, in this battle, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you on today, God, that you lead us, that you guide us, God, that you be our mouth, God, that we speak your article, God. Lord God, that we see men, God, as you see them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, no matter how the enemy may use them, God, but there is some good, God, in everything that you made, Lord God, everything that you made, God, you said it was good. But when you made mankind, God, you said it was very good. But Lord God, because of the sin, God, that separated us from you, Lord God. Lord God, that's the sin, God, that tainted the mankind, that tainted the world, God, that cursed the earth, God. But Lord God, we thank you today, God, that we have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ, God, that made a way, Lord God, for us to come back to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, Satan, know that his time is winding up, God, the ocean, God. And Lord God, that is why it's so much havoc in the earth, God. So much havoc, God, in the spiritual realm of the ocean, God. Things that are going on in the spiritual realm, God. Now, the ocean, God, it is being manifested now, God, in the earth realm, God. Lord God, let your people, God, let them hear, God. You said, he that have an ear, God, let him hear what the Spirit has said unto the church, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, even when the shofar was being blown, God, it was an explicit sound of the Oshakiah, God. Some say it was a sound of victory, Lord God. But Lord God, when they go to battle, God, when they are prepared to go out to war, Lord God, they are sounding the alarm, Lord God. It's a wake-up call for the nation on today, God. But there is a war, God, saying prepare yourself. I'm the Oshakiah, God. Prepare yourself for the day and the hour, God, that Jesus shall return, God. Just like John the Baptist, Lord God, when he was preaching out in the wilderness, God, he said, repent. Kingdom of God is at hand. In the name of Jesus, he was saying the kingdom of God is now, is right here now. The Oshakiah, God, in the name of Jesus, God, he said the kingdom of God is on the inside. It was present in him right now, God, as God was using him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, Lord God. We thank you for your long suffering with us, Lord God, that you didn't allow us to die in our sin on today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we stand upon your promise, Lord God, even as when David said, I was once young, and now I'm older. I never seen the righteous forsaken, Lord God, nor a seed begging bread, Lord God. In this hour we are living in, Lord God, as we have made a declaration, Lord God, for God I live and for God I will die, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we stand for our family, God. We stand for our seed, Lord God. We stand on the promises of Abraham, Lord God. You said because of Abraham's faithfulness, because of his obedience, God, that all nation, God, shall be blessed, God. But we know there's a stipulation with that, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for the unknown, God.
We thank you for withholding righteousness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to walk in the Spirit, Lord God, and not after the flesh today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you said wherever our feet tread, God, you said you would give us that land, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, wherever we are at, God, Lord, I speak peace, God, the Oshakaya, God. Let your peace reign, Lord God. We come up against the ways of the kingdom of Satan, Lord God, that bring deceitfulness, God, that bring division, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch the mind on today. Touch the mind, Lord God. Resurrect, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. If they don't even know you, Lord God, in the pardon of their sin, in the midst of their sin, Lord God. Lord God, let them know you now, God, because there's going to come a time, Lord God, as the songwriter has said, will you be ready? Will you be ready at his return, Lord God? He said one is going to be on the rooftop, God, and the other, Lord God, is going to be taken away, God. He said one is going to be in the field, God, and the other one, God, will be taken away, God. One will be in that sleep, Lord God, and the other will be taken away, God, because, God, their heart wasn't right, God, that they were left behind, God. But, Lord God, we ask you today, God, forgive us, God. Forgive us of our sin, God, sins of omission, God, sins of commission, God, creating us a clean heart, God, renewing us a right spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God, David said, purge him with hyssop, God. Purge us the more, God. Put us in the refinery fire, God. And, Lord God, take up all the dross out of us, God. And, Lord God, until we able to see, God, to see you in us, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We calling on Gabriel, another of Oshakaya, God, that's able to help fight for us, God. Angels of war, God, I'm on Shekia, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Your God, you are our strength, God. When we have no strength, God, you are our joy, God. When we have no joy, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, God. Your word, God, that's down on the inside of us, God. We hold on to that word, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you said, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. You said we are overcomers, God. You said we are victorious, God. Not in the Oshakaya, God. That's all we have to stand is on your word, God. You said we are royal priesthood, God. You said we are the head and not the tail, God. We are above and not beneath, God. You said we are the lenders and not the borrow, God. And we thank you today, Lord God, that we are king's kids, God. We are have kingdom citizenship, God. And we walk in our kingdom authority on today, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. In the Oshakaya, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Wherever we at, Lord God, we saturate the place, God. We saturate it with your word, God. We saturate it with your prayers, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, God. In the name of Jesus, God, your word said it'll form, but it will not prosper, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we come up against Satan, Lord God, any satanic, God, any curses, Lord God, that is thrown up to us, God. Lord God, any wicca, Lord God, any voodoo, God. an enchanting, whispering spirit, Lord God. Lord God, we send it back, God, to the sender, God, from the origin from which it came on today, God. The blood of Jesus covers us, God, our mind, God. He cover our intestinal, God. He cover our heart, God. He covers our lungs, God. He covers the nervous system, God. He covers the brain, God, the frontal, Lord God, Medioshakaya, God, the medulla, God, Medioshakaya, God. We are covered by the blood, God. We walk in the blood of Jesus, God. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, every knee shall bow, God, and every tongue shall confess, God, that Jesus is Lord. He's Lord of Lord, God. He is King of King, Lord God. He's the beastie one, God. He's our battle-like God. He's the rose of Sharon, Lord God. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah, Lord God. He is the bread of life, Lord God. He is water, God. When we are thirsty, God, a water, God, that will never run dry, Lord God. He's a wheel in the middle of the wheel, Lord God. He is the life giver, Lord God. He said, I am the resurrector. In the name of Jesus, God. Anything that is dead, God, he's able to bring it back to life, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, you said in Genesis, God, I am that I am. I'm the Oshakaya, God, and we thank you today, God. We thank you today, God. Oh, God, you're our transporter. I'm not the Oshakaya, God. Oh, God, you're our wings, God. I'm the Oshakaya, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you're the father for the fatherless, God. You're the mother for the motherless, God. Oh, I'm the Oshakaya, God. You're that husband for those that are widows, God. I'm the Oshakaya, God. And we thank you today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, and we give you the highest praise, God, in this hour, God, in this time on Shekiah, in the name of Jesus, God, which is hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God. Your serpents, God, the cherubim, God, are around the throne, God, day in and day out, God. Lord God saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God. Holy, Lord God, you are a holy God. The Diosakaya, God, there is none that's able to look upon you, God, and live, God. There is none that's able to see your glory, God. And live, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for your spirit on this morning. We thank you for leading us. We thank you for your spirit for guiding us. And we ask you to have free course on today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you today, Lord God. For every prayer, Lord God, that went forth, God. Oh, God, you pour back in. Pour back in, Lord God, everything that was pouring out, God. And every intercessor, Lord God. Pour back in, Lord God, to the visionary of the line. Pour back in, Lord God. Revive, God. Re-strengthen, God. Regenerate, God. Even in the digestive system, God, protection, God, the blood of Jesus, God, from the crown of his head, God, to the sole of his feet, God. Lord God, we decree and declare, God, that angels of the living God is encamped around him, God. Oh, my Nidio Shekiah, God, around his home, God, in the name of Jesus, God, throughout the day, God. Oh, God, even in the midnight hour, the 3 a.m. hour, God, even in his subconscious when he is asleep, Lord God, the living God, he's protected, God, by angels, Lord God. His mind is protected. His spirit is protected. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray Psalms 94. Psalms 91 up over him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you today. We thank you today, God, for this opportunity, God. We thank you for freeing up our spirit, God. We thank you for a refilling, God. We thank you for a refreshing, God, a refreshing, God. We thank you for the blowing of the wind of the Holy Ghost, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you to have free course in our life. We thank you, Lord God, as we lift up our hands, God, and we said to all to thee, God, we surrender all to thee, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, all of nothing, God. All of me or nothing, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, in this hour, God. Even in the different time zone, God, you omnipresence, God. You omniscient, God. You at the same place at the same time, God. You omnipotent, God. You all-powerful, God. You all-knowing, God. And we thank you, Lord God. And we reverence you, Lord God. We reverence you, Lord God, as we bow down to the Oshakaya, God, as we prostrate ourselves in the spirit, God. We bow down to you, Lord God, and lift up holy hands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you all the praise because it belongs to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we honor you on today and glorify. And we magnify your name, God. We adore you. We restore you, God. We know that you're Elohim. We know that you're omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. And Father, I thank you right now for the mandate of the assignment of the intercessors and the prayer warriors and the ministry gift that came forth on today. Father, we thank you right now for the powerful vessels that you're using, God, in the midst of clay to create the sound into the earth land, to deviate the very hand of the enemy from the people of God. Father, we thank you for the sound that's driving out the demonic activity and principality that comes against the mind of your people. Father, we thank you right now for these your vessels, and we give you praise, glory, and honor even now. Now, God, we thank you for the praise reports that are coming from the north, south, east, and the west, and from those men and women of God that receive the word of God. You said in your word, he that receiveth the prophet in the name of the prophet receiveth the prophet reward. He that receiveth the righteous man in the name of the righteous man receiveth the righteous man reward. Father, we thank you for the power of access, God, that you're giving your people even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we're counting our days, Lord Jesus. As you said in your word in Psalm 90 and 12, teach us to number our days that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Father, we thank you for the wisdom that you're releasing even now in the name of Jesus. Lord, show yourself mightily. Lord, we thank you right now for your glory and your honor. We thank you right now for the newness that's coming forth out of your vessels, Lord. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. We lifted up my brother, Tony Matthews, God, today. Cover his body from the crown of his ear to the sole of his feet. We lifting up those other people and men and women of God and other vessels that are dealing with infirmities in their body, Lord. Father, touch them right now. Heal, deliver, and set free. Father, we thank you for it in advance, and we give you praise, glory, and honor for you doing it now. You said in your word, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, who are the called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you for your purpose being released, your anointing being released, your power being released, your glory being released, and the mandate being released through these vessels. And Father, we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right, saints of God, I tell you, it is a time where the Spirit of the Lord God is moving over his people, and his people are being engaged into the things of the kingdom of God. And we have to continue to stay steadfast, unremovable in the things of the Lord. And don't let the enemy create any blockages for what God is trying to do and release to the men and women of God. And continue to stay in that powerful place in the kingdom of God. So you will see the word of God begin to manifest itself in a suddenly way, in an instantaneous way, in a quick way for many of us. We are honoring God for all of the great and mighty things that he is doing for the believer. Amen. In this time of our life, anything that we think is a restraint, no, it's our own bondage that we have put restraints on itself. God is not putting any restraints on those who want to take out the hand of the enemy. He's given us the power and the authority as believers to be strong in him and the power of his might. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, intercessors, prayer warriors, ministry, gift, kingdom leader, if the Lord gave you a word to release to the people of God that are listening in from all over the world, we want to give you an opportunity to do that. If we have a praise report, if you or someone have a praise report of what God has done for them and want to release that praise report to us. And let me say this. Oftentimes people get a praise report and you hold back. Why hold back on your praise report when that praise report is still on our prayer list? If we know that your mother, father, relative, cousin, friend, and family member have been delivered, share the praise report, because you gave us the praise report so that we won't have to keep praying for the same thing again and again. This spirit of rejection and abandonment and hurt and afraid to share what God has done, you have to get beyond this, saints of God. You people of God, we have to grow. Now, we have to grow from the place of, well, I wasn't ready yet. I didn't know what to say. I don't know what my time is. Listen, God is far greater than what you're thinking or you're feeling. If you have a praise report and you share it with us, our intercessors and our prayer warriors and our kingdom leaders are praying for you. So it would be kind to share your praise report of what the Lord has done so that we won't be praying for that praise report 4 or 5 months down the road. And, I just want to let you know, God moved, but you've been constantly listening. We want you to share your praise report. And also in the book of Revelation chapter 12, the word of God said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and their testimony. And they care not their lives unto death. So if God has moved in your life in any way, just share the praise report so that we can celebrate with you and we know that God has moved on behalf of you. One of the word of God said, 10 leopard people were healed. One came back. The other 9, they went on, healed of leprosy. But one came back. So we want to rejoice with you. We want to rejoice in the thing that the Lord is doing in you, in your life, and for your life. That's why we stand together with you as believers and saints of the Most High. I believe God for you. I stand on the word of God. We fast and pray, and we stand on God's word that the strength of God may be released. And those who are in position who wants to exercise your gift in the kingdom or on this conference land or concerning others, please let us know. Don't walk in that drawback spirit or feeling, well, I was there one time, the Prophet Matthew brought me back. Let me tell you something about me. I can't afford to allow your past to live rent-free in my future. Let me say that one more time. I can't afford to allow your past to live rent-free in my future. I don't have time for that. I move on with the kingdom of God and do what we have to do. As believers, we can't afford to allow people pain, past, what they said, what they done, what they had done, what they tried to do, or what we feel, hold hostage in a pivotal place of the cerebellum and the cerebellum. We need every part of our mind, body, and soul. You ever hear people say, don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my head, don't charge it to my head. No, don't charge it to my heart or my head. I need every vessel in me to keep flowing. And I don't need nothing to be charged to me, period. If I had a shortcoming, if I erred or missed it, please forgive me. The greatest power that God can give someone, or one of the greatest power, is the power to forgive. Listen to this. In the book of Matthew chapter 9, I feel my help coming on. In the book of Matthew chapter 9, look at this. Chapter 9, verse number 1. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought a man sick of palsy. Palsy means a crippling disease. Crippling bone disease, crippling disease in the body, lying on a bed. And Jesus seeing their faith and said unto the sick apostles, those whose faith level was connected to the crippled person. This is what he said. Son of man, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven. Why? Because those who stood with the crippled man or the crippled individual or the person with the disability, we're standing with you. And Jesus sees the faith of those who are faithful. And he says to them, Son of man, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven. Now, verse 3, and behold, there were certain scribes. Scribes were considered news reporters or those who kept records of the history of it. They said within what? Themselves. See, they wouldn't talk to Jesus about it. They won't talk to anybody else. They're going to talk among themselves. This man blasphemed. Why did they say this man blasphemed? Here's what Jesus said. And Jesus, knowing their thought, said, wherefore think it evil in your heart, for it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk. Verse number 6. But that they may know that the Son of Man has what? Power on earth to do what? Forgive. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin. Then said he to the sick apostle, take up thy bed, arise, or take up thy bed and go into thine house. It's easier to release people. Well, let me put it like that. If you want to save yourself, if you want to be who God said you want to be, it is better for you to forgive 490 times in a day, or 7 times, whatever it is, 70, and release that man and woman from your mind, body, soul, heart, and spirit so you can live. We as people of God, demon spirits, do not want you to be liberated. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to be liberated. They want you to carry a divorce situation in your life, and that man or woman and God went on with their life. And they want to hinder you from getting married again because they're too focused. You're too focused on what they did to you and the reason why you were divorced. You have to move on from those areas of your life that have been violations, that have been your innocence been violated. You have to move on from the past relationship of a baby mama or a baby father. You have to move on from the issues of your life that what you hold it on to what mama said or daddy said at that time. You have to move on with all of the stuff we hold it on to what somebody said to you in church, and then you're going to blame everybody in the building. You have to move on from that. You cannot leave your body paralyzed by a sound that penetrated you once at one time. You want me to say it again? You can't be paralyzed by a sound that once penetrated you or at one time penetrated you. You have to move from that place. And there are people that need to be delivered and set free from holding on to what people have done. Once that area gets connected to you, palsy, a crippling disease, it cripples your future. It cripples you from wanting to be in relationship. It cripples you from truly understanding love. It cripples you from fellowship and connecting with people and being and meeting new people in your life, because you will always go back to the same old place and the same old view of what happened. You'll just take an old face and put it in a new place. Oh, I'm about to preach now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God gave me an extra wind. See, you'll go back and take an old face and put it in a new place. And many people don't know how to let the old face go because they don't want to face the truth of the things that they've been through. So we hold back our testimony. We hold back our praise report. We keep holding back. And then we use the place. And I know this person's not here. I'm going to say to this person too. They'll always go back and say, I was trying to wait for the right time. What is the right time? You've been saying it for 4 years, 5 years. What is the right time in the kingdom of God? When is the right time in the kingdom of God? While you dying with the wrong time, trying to wait for the right time, you miss the perfect timing of God. You got to be able to release yourself from all of the things you keep holding yourself bound to. Let it go. Touch somebody, say, let it go. Let it go. We lost people in 2020. We lost people in 2019, 2018, 2017, 16, 15. You lost people. There's some people not even on earth web, and you still holding on to a face you take into another place. It's time to release that. So Jesus said to the man that followed him, he said, seeing that face, son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven. And people will hold you to places that you're no longer at. I said it last night on my Facebook. There will be people that will try to change you to cripple you. Stop letting people change you to cripple you. You have to move from those places. How many people are in new connections, but always thinking about what the old connection have done to you, so you can't be effective in a new connection because you're too busy worrying about the old connection? And then people in your new connection is asking you to forgive them for your old connection. The new people didn't do anything. It's the people in your past that done something to you. So you keep working hard to keep new people bound. Talk to people, because you ain't going to keep Prophet Matthew bound. You ain't going to keep me bound. I ain't going to be being held hostage with your Holocaust and your Holocaust and make me miss my Pentecost. That ain't going to happen. Break loose. Break out. Come out from among those things that keep holding you backwards. How many people can be on the highway? Some of you got 95, Highway 10, 70, 57, Highway 37, and you going backwards in the middle of traffic. You ain't going to go backwards in the middle of traffic because you're going to wreck yourself. And that's how many people are. They're going backwards in the middle of ongoing traffic. Keep wrecking themselves because they will not let go. You have to let go. Don't hold on to things. I send a veto notice to every diabolical activity that the enemy constantly holds you to. You have to release those individuals in your mind. Release them from you having full reign. I told people I met last, no one's going to put my car in neutral, my life in neutral. Not going to hold my life in neutral. You got to move from those places. How many people got what we call graveyard love affairs, graveyard angry affairs? These people that are in the graveyard, they're never coming back. They already crossed over. But you're still holding on to graveyard hurts and graveyard pain and graveyard issues. You have to move on. Graveyard love affairs. I said in one of my series called The Struggle to Love Again, Graveyard Love Affair. Person has died, no longer here, they'll never be here, they'll never come back. But guess what? In the grave, you're holding on to a graveyard love affair. But when someone comes to give you roses from the graveyard and start over, you can't move because you're too busy holding on to a graveyard love affair. And to God, you got to let go. We have to let go. I had to let go many people and being a pastor and a leader. I had to release people. I can't hold on to those people. The problem is we make too many people gods. They should never be gods. They were just gods. They were supposed to guard your life, not be a god in your life. You want me to say that one more time? We have too many people in our life. We made gods when only the only thing that's supposed to be there is God our life. You can go and put that on Facebook. We made too many people in our life gods when they really were supposed to be gods in my life. They was only supposed to protect us for a certain time. Now we're holding on to a person that we made a god when really they were supposed to be a god. They were supposed to be their temple. Put no confidence in the flesh. You got to put your trust in God. Love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, all of thy mind, all of thy soul, and lean not to thy own understanding. Forgive that person. Let it go. Free yourself. Liberate yourself. Don't hold nobody hostage. Let it go. I'm not like that. You have to free yourself. Now, I didn't say be foolish because the Bible said guard yourself. I believe that comes from the book of Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart. So out of it flows the issue of the life. You got to guard yourself. Guard yourself. Protect yourself. And you got to deal with people that are jealous. That's okay. Jealousy is birthed out of insecurity. They're insecure. A lot of people who say, and the Lord said this, no, they were just really being suspicious. Well, I don't think you should connect with them because they don't want to lose you. They don't want to lose your connection. They don't lose your friendship. So anybody look like it's going to replace them, they have to create a projectile for you. Now you walk around thinking about it. You know, they may be right. No, they're wrong. They're wrong. And I'm not talking about those who actually deserve it, but actually who feel you're going to be replaced. They're going to be replaced. Free yourself. Let go. Don't hold on to this unforgiveness. Unforgiveness takes four areas of the life. Which is the word number four, given, unforgiven, four areas. Number one is the mind. Because as soon as something hits the mind that have hurt you, it begins to go into the mind. And then number two, it goes into the body. So what have happened to you, what have hurt you, pained you, destroyed you, violated you, disappointed you, it goes straight to the central nervous system. And when you start holding on it, it goes into the body, number two. Then number three, it gets into your spirit. And finally, number four, it gets into your soul. Mind, body, spirit, and soul. And those are four areas that keeps you unforgiving. But when you get your mind back, you can get your body back. Get your body back, you can get your heart back. You get your heart back, you can get your spirit back. Get your spirit back, you can get your soul back. Get your soul back. You can be back intact. When you get everything intact, everything else is out of whack because they're no longer dominating you. Free yourself. Many of the weights that people carry on people, actually the weight, like when they gain weight, is because they're holding on to things. I know what that, I got COVID weight on me. I said, man, and you ain't never going to hear me say no COVID. So if coronavirus is taking people out, why would you want coronavirus in your body? So you got COVID weight? Well, no, you understand what I mean. No, I don't. I understand words and sound. No, you gained weight because you were eating food and you were not stretching out because you let a sound create a weight. That makes sense. I know I'm just trying to help you. That's for free. It won't cost you anything. Take care of yourself. Health is so important. Your health is important to you. You got to take care of your body. believer, we get saved and we gain weight. Get saved, still enjoy yourself. Just balance your life. Don't give up the amenities from eternity and then blame it on humanity. God gave us everything to enjoy. I grew up in fourth generation holiness. I was told we couldn't go swimming because we were streaking. But y'all can get in the bathtub. Y'all ain't ready for me. Anyway, so you got to understand. I'm going to enjoy my life. My mind ain't what everybody else's mind is. So just because they may look a one way or another way, that's not me. So I enjoy swimming. I enjoy going to the beach. I don't care how many creature features in there. That's not my photo look. I'm going to enjoy the sand. I enjoy great things. I enjoy good food. I enjoy other things, but it ain't none of your business. Y'all ain't waiting for me. Anyway, but you got to enjoy yourself, chasing God. Don't let LA people put you in a box. You have to be able to enjoy yourself. Don't get in your latter years when you are almost on a cane or wheelchair and your body going through it. Now you want to enjoy life. No. Enjoy yourself now. Take a vacation. Take a day off of your work. Enjoy yourself. Get in your car. Let your head down or whatever. Because I don't think everybody let their head out because that weed will start blowing that bad. Leave it alone. Anyway, but you got to enjoy yourself. In life, enjoy yourself. Don't let this genre take you out of the place of who you are in life. Enjoy yourself. Don't let people control you. I tell you, they'll cripple you. Enjoy yourself in the kingdom. Enjoy yourself in life. Go places. Get on a Ferris wheel if you have any unknown one. Ride to the top. Get a little nervous. Well, I don't want to ride. I'm nervous. That means fear is moving you off the wheel. Jeremiah said, go down to the potter's house. There's a wheel there. You can read it in the scripture. You should be able to get on a Ferris wheel and go to the top. Instead of being nervous, Lord, I'm making sure I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I don't know if this is going to happen. And that's all the enemy do. You're trying to enjoy a Ferris wheel, close the gate up, enjoy the scenic, and all you're thinking about is your path. See? You can go on a roller coaster if you want to. Well, I can't do that. My heart ain't ready for that. Let me tell you, you went on a roller coaster ride with a crazy man and a crazy woman, and your heart went through that. What's wrong with getting on a roller coaster ride and going up and down? Y'all ain't ready for me. Isn't it interesting? You don't want to get on a roller coaster ride, but you go through a roller coaster with a man and woman. Mm-mm-mm. All right. Forgive people. Just forgive. Let it go. And then you want to go on a roller coaster ride. Well, I don't want to go. Well, you don't got to go. I'm going. Well, so you're going to leave me here? I like roller coasters. I'm not going to allow you to stop me from riding my roller coaster. I like roller coasters. Now, if you want to sit, they got what they call cotton candy over there. They got what they call dirt boys over there. They got what they call little bikes and trolleys over there with the kids stuff. I'm not going to stop riding on the roller coaster because I like the wind. I like the challenge. I like coming down that big hill, coming down that big old cliff, and it scared me. And it looks like I'm scared life because I'm free. Now, you want to stay right here? Stay here. But me, that's what people say, I'm going on a roller coaster ride. If I'm going on a roller coaster ride with crazy people that acted funny, going doing all of that stuff, why can't I just free myself on a real roller coaster since everybody else trying to take you on this? Am I making sense? Tell people that you make it sense. So enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. I don't like steak, but I like a nice big plant-based burger with some onions on it, sauteed, real good, put some cheese on it, nice order of fries, choice, garlic fries, regular fries, sauteed fries, enjoy yourself. Don't like ketchup, barbecue sauce, honey barbecue sauce with that. Enjoy yourself. a nice drink. Ain't none of your business what I'm drinking, but I like something to drink and enjoy myself. Kool-Aid, lemonade, 8-8, 3-8, iced tea. Enjoy yourself. See, you get, if you let people change you, they will have you messed up. I don't like that ice cream. I like butter pecan. I like the banana bean. I like this one. I like that one. Yeah, I love it. Enjoy yourself, people of God. It's, but let me be some breeze outside my house. Looking out the window, 70 plus. You sitting there depressed, oppressed, suppressed, worked your hard job. Get paid. Man, I ain't got no money. No, you better take $20 off of that, whatever it is, and buy yourself something. Take care of you. Pay yourself first and pay the bills first. That's what you have to do, but enjoy yourself. I'm just working to pay bills. Well, I ain't working to pay bills. Money will work for me. I won't work for you. You have to be able to enjoy yourself. Enjoy life. Be free. After 20 years of chasing money, 30 years of chasing money, trying to buy this house and that house, you move in the house. Here it is, 5 years later. You know the entire house. Guess what? You get bored. That favorite room that you love to go in and sit and wrap up in a blanket, it really don't mean nothing no more. That nice furniture that you don't want nobody to sit on. Ain't nobody said it's still brand new, but you want to go buy some brand new furniture. Ain't nobody sit on that. Only every now and then your special guest sits on the furniture and it's brand new, but you decide you want some new furniture because it's old. But it's still new. It's old, but it's still new because only a few people. I guarantee you got a sheet of paper. Every time somebody sit on you write their name, you can look on that list. And in 5 years, you only had 20 people to sit on that particular couch or that seat. But you say you want a new one. Custom-made drapes, custom-made curtains, custom-made shoes, socks, everything. Custom-made. How many you got all them clothes in your closet with tags on them? I told the people Sunday. Friday, Saturday. I'm going to deal with the Sunday morning, but I ain't going to deal with that right now. From Friday to Saturday, you done went over to stores, shop, Lane Bryant, Macy, probably Walmart, some of the other stores. You done shop, bought an outfit to wear to church, with a mask on, all that other stuff, with the tag in the shoulder. Today, Monday, went back to the back, get your money back. Yeah. CJ Maxx, Max J, Burlington Coat Factory, you name it. Then you take it back. Get your money back. Then you get up Sunday morning. You done got everything you need. Forgot you have extra stocking or an earring or a piece you need. You done got late to church because you done wasted. All that. All of those things, then you get there to church. And miserable as I don't know what. Dress up, but dress down. That's what you say, dress up, but dress down. Enjoy your life. You know you did. That girdle didn't fit. Those stockings don't look good. Right on a Sunday morning. I know I'm talking. Man, I thought those were mad. Those are sheer. Those are Lear. Those are Deer. Yeah, you know, yeah. What in the world? I bet the kids are going crazy. To get to the service. People, enjoy yourself. Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy life. I can't afford that car. I can't afford that one. I don't want to ride that one. I can't. And you prefer what you call a gold mine because you don't want to buy what you need. Just do what you need and enjoy yourself. Don't worry about people worrying about what you drive and what you ride. Just don't let the car change you. You change the car. But you got to change the oil. You got to change the tire. You got to change the seats. You got to change. You got to do all what you need to do. Don't. Enjoy yourself. I'm trying to help somebody today. This is a critical month here for me. I told you there's a shaking going on. It's still a shaking. at what the president did. 3.3 trillion dollars. They didn't derail the plan for infrastructure. What did that mean? They want to derail the infrastructure of people. You got to look at anything natural than spiritual. Because people don't want to be repaired. They want you to run around. Let me share something with you. Have you ever dealt with somebody that you know you have the strength and the power to help them along the way? Now listen to this mother thing. But they prefer to walk around in their disability. And then they want to take their disability and put it on you. But you'll repay them. But they want to use their disability on you. They won't go and get the benefit, but they want to use their disability on you. People do that. People do that. I have some friends. Let me just be for me. I have some friends. We all grew up together. We cool. Hung out with them. Enjoyed life together, the good and the bad. Years later, I'm looking at the same people who were a good basketball player, had a little extra money in their pocket, better clothes than I did, all the benefits. They're different. But we started off doing the same thing, same role, same work. So now they're faced with disabilities. And they want to project those disabilities on me. Well, they had more benefit than me. But I choose to go down another road. Have you ever dealt with somebody who deal with disability now and want to tell you all of the things they've done for you? And they want to tell you all the things they've done for you and their disability, they want to use that against you. Now, wait a minute, hold on. I didn't tell you to marry Bozo and call him Boaz. I didn't tell you to marry the baby daddy, mama, baby daddy, sister, cousin, baby daddy, or baby mama, sister, uncle. You're the one battled me in that area. Now you're disabled because of what happened. I went down another road. Matter of fact, the baby daddy's mother, cousin, uncle, who you would try to get, you were dealing with, you would try to get me with that family too. And I said no. But you said, no, this is the opportunity. No. Touching me said, no. If you having a disability with the family, do you want me to put my ability in that disability? That ain't gonna work. No. Touching me said, no. So now you got the disability in all of the other disabilities in the family. Don't get mad because I ain't go down a disability road with you. I'm just helping y'all. I'm just saying. He just said. You can't hold on to those things. You gotta move forward. Press forward. Move out of that. Don't let these people throw you in that one of their disability traps. Now that we don't have people who need us. That's not what I'm saying. But to try to make you disabled. With him, no. You gotta remain able so you can help them in their disabled. Stay strong. I'm telling you, there's some things in the land that is happening all around us. This is a freebie too. Listen, if you are the type of person that like to have a sense of humor, don't let no one take your humor away. You may say something that's funny, and they look at you like it's deep. You get like, and everybody knows it's funny except the deep person. It didn't have nothing to do with you. They just carrying a disability in them. They don't want to smile because their smiling requires them to let go of the disability. They don't want to be happy. As the song said, look, be happy. What was the name of the song? Don't worry, be happy. It was a famous song back in the day. And the man would say, don't worry, be happy. And people didn't like him. Some people didn't like him. Then Kirk Franklin had his own call, Smile. Another person had a call, Laughter. Don't let no one take the smile away or the laughter away. Enjoy who you are in the kingdom of God. Amen. All right, I'm through. Anyone have a question, comment, or statement for me? That's why I started that before I went into all of these other conversation pieces. Anyone have a question, comment, praise report, or something the Lord does for me? I want to give you an opportunity. If you're on the blog side, hit one. If you're on the comment side, hit six. You can come on in now. Anyone got a question, comment, there?
Hello, Papa Lamar. It's Minister Kimberly. I just have a quick praise report.
Amen. Come on in, Minister Kimberly.
All right. I'm so thankful for the teaching that you've been teaching about the sound, not getting caught up on the sound that people try to put, whether it's even, you know, in written communication. I went and I did my I went and did a test result with the doctor, and I was trusting the Lord that all was going to be well. Yep, there was no fear. Did what I had to do. And then they sent the information back, and God is good. It was the normal test result. But then the enemy tried to come in and say, and now this is how you got to be watching the enemy. How I'm going to go from I have a normal test result, but then you're going to try to project into my future and say that I'm high risk. And I just want the devil to know that he is a liar. My God is covering me. Yep, he's not going to project nothing on my future that is not of God. And I'm just standing up and encouraging all the other saints to do the same. Do not take the word of the doctors, whoever it is they got analyzing the results and sending you that information back to your house and all that. You have to stand on his word, and you have to know that God has you, and don't let the enemy try to throw you off in any shape or form. And so I just wanted to encourage those. I know that if God can do it for me, he can do it for everyone else too. God bless you all.
Amen. Bless you all today, woman of God, for that praise report. That's good. God can do the impossible. We just have to trust and know that we're going to be done. Boy, thank you for releasing that woman of God and sharing that with us on today. We have another reporter, word, someone want to speak.
Amen. Prophet Matthew.
Bless you today.
Thank God for the woman of God's praise report. And God is saying that he's moving in the midst of his people. Even when we don't see it or feel it, he's moving. Even when things are seem like they're going opposite way or they turned upside down. He was moving. He said, tell the people to hold on and don't quit. He said, help is on the way. He said, the manifestation of all the blessings that he promised, his people are upon us right now. He said that he's delivering us from the sicknesses, troubles, bad health reports. He's just turning things around. He said he's delivering us from poverty and lack of finances and just lack in our lives and delivering us from strongholds and past pains and hurts. And for those, even for those that have been crying out to him, like to be healed from past pain and hurt, those that truly want to obtain a forgiven heart, he said he's touching the wounds and he's healing us from the deep wounds so that we are able to forgive freely and move on into the things that he called us to, so there won't be any more standstills in our life or no more halts, and he could just thrust us forth into our destinies and our purposes. And even as you were talking about the unforgiveness, he was saying, like, even as we forgive that sickness and all of these pains and things, some of these pains and things that we go through and some of these sicknesses is because of unforgiveness. And he said, even as we forgive, that'll all be removed too. So God bless you all, and thank you for allowing me to release the word. Amen.
Amen. I mean, God, thank you for your sharing that and releasing that to us and the people of God are today. Thank you so much. Bless you. Yes, ma'am.
As I was
Mother Sidney,
I got this friend. The Lord gave me aerial warfare. Aerial warfare. And when he gave me that, he said, tell the people to go to 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 3 through 6. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and everything that have exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into captive every thought to the obedience of Christ. And then he said, having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And in that, he was saying aerial warfare. And when we have aerial warfare, that's something that's already happening in the air, in the midst of the air. And he said, even though we don't walk in the flesh, but we walk after the flesh. Amen. And so I'm like, God, thank you. It's a lot of things that's happening, amen, in the air. Amen. Warfare is being manifested now in the flesh, but he said our weapons of warfare are not carnal. And we have to always be reminded of that. And so we don't move in our emotion. And we have to know that the adversary, he is in the midst of all of that.
That's powerful. I'm looking at that verse too, Mother. That's powerful for us as believers. And I thank God the way you broke the word down. Because so many times as believers, we hear the word and it sounds good from the speaker perspective. But when it's broken down, then we can get it and say, now I got it. Now I can rejoice with you because I understand it and I receive it because it makes sense. Understanding the power, the greatness, and the prince of the air in these demonic activities. So it's easy to say something is airborne because it's a prince of the air. But we keep forgetting that it's a principality in the air and power, and we lose the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. We'll never overturn it because we're too busy fighting flesh and blood. But if we take out the head of the spirit, then you can take out the body of a spirit. And David understood that in his stories in the Word of God. He took out the head of Goliath, and then the body went to the earth. And then everyone else that saw what he did flee for their life. Understand the presence of God. That's powerful, Mama. That was good feedback for me today. In the warfare that's going on. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Don't forget to join me and Mother Sidney tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern, 4 in the mountain, and 3 in the West Coast tomorrow morning, right back here. Amen. Anyone else? Thank you, Mother Sidney, for releasing that. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
God bless you, Prophet Matthews, and all the intercessors, prayer warriors, everybody on the prayer
bless
line.
You,
I do have a praise report. I got a phone call, Lord have mercy, about 1 o'clock this morning. And my daughter had been pushed, geez, down like 20 stairs. And she didn't get called, the doctor called. So when I got to the hospital, she had no broken bones, Jesus. A couple of bruises on her head, scratch on her neck. But I bless God. I bless God for you, Mother Sidney, because I understand that scripture that you just gave. To God be all the glory. We have to stay in this place that God got us in now. And we have to war, not against each other, but these principalities and these demons that are in high places, and if by us being who we are, if they can't get us, they come for the closest things to us. But God has a head of protection around our kids, our family, and anybody connected to us. So I bless God for this prayer line. I bless God for your teaching. I bless God for my brothers and sisters. And I sit back with this drawback spirit, but I'm breaking it today. God broke it. Okay? I cannot sit back and not speak anymore. I bless God for each and every one of you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
That's the Lord. The Lord. That's the praise report right there. Falling down 20 flights of stairs with nothing broken. Look, God, only God, only God. He's the miracle worker, as the late Bishop Rance Allen saying. He's the miracle worker. He's a miracle worker. And you have to know that he's a miracle worker. He's working out all the details for us. And when you know he's the miracle worker, we can trust the Lord. I trust the Lord for all that he's doing. And I lean on him. I don't let anybody take advantage of what God is doing in us and through us, because he's a miracle worker. I trust the presence of God. I trust him. You know, you trust the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to help us tonight none other than Mr. Fred Hammond.
You got to trust the Lord and know his will is going to be done for us. Amen. And I trust the Lord. I lean on God. And when I lean on God, I know his will is going to be done. Amen. So you got to trust the Lord. Amen. Thank you for that praise report, Sister Stephanie Powell, of what God has did for your daughter. Amen. Anyone else? Praise report. Something they want to share, something the Lord released to them. Glory to God. All right, people of God, well, we bless the Lord for you on today. If you want a copy of today's prayer in its entirety, you can go to our blog talk radio, blogtalkradio.com, and request a copy of it. It's an entirety. It's available to you. You can have it. Let it minister to you. Let it bless you. Let it strengthen you. Let it cover you. Listen to the prayer that was released. Let the will of the Lord be done in these prayers. We continue to lift up. Yesterday, Administrator Victor Bryan joined me as we talked about understanding divine connection over divine appointment. It really blessed many people in the Chicagoland area. We're a tag team. Then Mother Ellen Allen, the wife of the late Bishop Allen, came on and we shared the word of God as well. So join us next Tuesday night for part two, divine connection versus the divine appointment. You'll be blessed by it. Then, as I shared with the people, we'll do Facebook between 7:30 and 8 p.m., giving us time to travel back to our location. Amen. So I thank you all in advance for joining us and connecting with us. If you're ever in our city, join us in our services. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m., we'll be in our sanctuary ministering the word of God. Connect with us as we share God's word to many people locally and globally around the world. Amen. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. We celebrate what God is doing in the lives of so many people. Amen. Administrator Lisa Bryant, bless you, woman of God. Any words, final words over there, Administrator Bryant?
God bless you, Dr. Matthew. I apologize for the noise. I'm not sure if you got the text that I sent you about the praise report.
Please share it, Administrator Bryant.
Okay. On Monday night, a young lady texted in and said that she wanted us to pray for Deetra, to pray for her. And then today she texted and said, thank you so much for prayers. Deetra, God raised her mom. And my question to her was, she's breathing on her own. And she said, yes, ma'am, Mom, the doctors ran in the closet to hide. They couldn't believe how God raised her. And she said doctors took breathing things out, and she wanted to say thank you all so much for praying for her on Monday night.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is awesome. We give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that he's doing. Say to God, I bless the Lord. I honor the Lord for the many things that he's doing. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors, for all that you're doing. Praying for the people of God. We bless God for you. Thank you, our Midnight Intercessory team, Pastor Wellington Brown, and Prophetess Pollard, and some of the others that stand in the midnight hour. Pray for the people of God. We bless the Lord for all that the Lord is doing. Excuse me, I'll take it. But we bless the Lord for you all and your standing in the gap. Bless the Lord for the praise report of Stephanie Powell's daughter, who was fell down on something, said pushed down from his life to stairs. I'm telling you, those are the praise reports that I bless God for. The miracle working power. We thank God for you on today. Thank the Lord for the thanks of God. Appreciate you all on today. All right, thank you, God. We love you. If you were with us last Wednesday night, we were in a triple overtime. God was moving and ministering to the saints. And it was just a powerful wind that was blowing on the people of God. Yeah. Anyone else have a report or a praise report or a word from the Lord? All right, nobody don't have a prophetic word to release to the prophet Matthew. And that's the first thing I said. And that's the first thing I said, that minister is mine. Anybody got a word for me? I'm like, yeah, everybody. Yeah, you got a word for me? What is the Lord saying? What is the Lord saying? I'm always blessed to God for the people of God. Thank you all. Thank you, God, for being connected with us. Continue to keep our family in your prayer as we continue to share the word of God and the kingdom of God. Amen. All right, friends in California, bless you all out there. Thank you all for praying for us. Thank you, those in Vegas, bless you all as well. We bless God for you all today. We love you all, people of God. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. Go on the power and the strength of the Lord on today. We'll talk to you soon. And Shalom, your court is my prayer for you all today. God bless everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to Help Us Tonight none other than Mr. Fred Simmons! This is called I Belong to You.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love,
The Unfinished Chapter, the brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestore, the letter U.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Your line has been disconnected by the moderator. Goodbye.